This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I will say, Chris Broussard, was it last week that Chris Broussard said the Celtics are going to steamroll through the East? Am I remembering that properly?
No, I don't think you're remembering it properly, because we were going back and forth about this, and I tried to find it then from last week. I was like, what did Broussard say? It was on First Things First, where they talked about it, but he said that he thinks that the Celtics would have trouble winning the East, let alone the whole thing. So Broussard actually, I think, belongs in our camp in some degree. That was April 21st he said that.
Well, now, after the, just mammoth sweep of the Miami Heat, Broussard on FS1, digging even deeper in for the Cavaliers.
Cleveland proved that it is the best team in the Eastern Conference. America, listen up. The Cavaliers are going to the finals. Take that, Boston. You don't do this to the Miami Heat. You beat them. We know that you can beat them. But to beat them by an average of 30 points a game, unless they just aren't mentally tough enough, which has been a challenge for them going forward, I think they are the best team in the East. And look, they played OKC and Boston even all year. 3-3 against those two teams. So they're all right there. But I think the Cavs can do it. Now, Cleveland!
This guy, it's a whole performance.
It's for you! Okay. This is for you!
Well, all right, the
I ending hated was, that last that
was,
little bit.
That was a lot.
Yeah, you don't get to say that, Chris. I'm sorry. With respect.
He worked in Cleveland.
I don't care.
Okay.
Don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not been ride or die with his team since LeBron left. As a matter of fact, I believe this might be the last time he's talked about the Cavs.
Yeah.
Since LeBron left.
I didn't like how he did it. That was the difference there.
Yeah, that was also not a good Cleveland. This is for you.
It was like he half-heartedly did it. He didn't do it. If you're going to do it, you have to do it in a big way. He did it like he got worried the panelists, the people that was there, Nick Wright and Kevin Wilds, were going to mock him for it.
It was bad.
I just think we have more and more proof every single day that people are jumping on the Cavs bandwagon, and I just don't know the Miami Heat series is the one we do that with.
I think this settled for a lot of people, the playoff worries that they have around the Cavs.
Now, that's fair.
I think that's why they're swinging so hard in the other direction. And I am, as you are, I am a little surprised at how hard the national media is now just saying things like, we can beat Boston, and the Cavs are going to go to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, for me, I needed to see the Cavs do that from start to finish in a Heat series where the other team's just not that good. So in terms of my concern about, are the Cavs going to treat this series with the kind of respect that you need to? Are they going to give away a game by just not playing hard or not playing smart? And all the stuff that we said the two previous years, that's out the window. Now it's just about, all right, well, how much is the gap between Cleveland and Indiana? I'm approaching this a little bit more pure than I was the previous series. I now believe even more that they're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, but I think the Indy series is the one where if they make quick work of Indy, that's the one that I'm just going to be like, all right, the Cavs are, this is, we're about to go into Mike Tyson versus Muhammad Ali in their primes, kind of hypothetical fight.
But I like and appreciate that there's an acknowledgement, though, of what the Cavs did to the Heat. Not only Heat culture, which basically you want to say that they killed Heat culture, then okay, we can go down that road.
They trade for Giannis.
Yeah, I mean they're all. It's the Heat. It's Miami. They're always going to get guys. But the point is that it's not just that. It's more the idea that they legitimately set records for offensive awesomeness. I'll call it, because I don't want to say offensive rating because it makes it sound too analytical. But they set records for the offensive side of the ball in that postseason series. They didn't just beat Miami. They de-pantsed Miami, and I like that the general media is recognizing that. Oh, and in a series, by the way, that if you wanted to, you could say a lot of nice things about Boston right now. Have you looked at Jason Tatum's stat lines over the previous three games? He's averaging like 35 a game in that stretch. He's taking it to another level. Boston won by what, 30 last night? They didn't even make that one a game. They did a lot to Orlando that the Cavs just did to the Heat, but the Cavs are getting a bunch of credit.
Well, and I just, listen, give them credit. But again, continuing to allow them to, because I guess this goes part and parcel with the idea of crowning them before. Like, I'm enjoying every step of this, right? And you know, the Cavs, to win a championship, that is about, I think we've forgotten this. Like, with LeBron, the second LeBron came back, and you had Kyrie, and the second you traded for Kevin Love, it was, nope, store-bought credibility, you're going to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
None of these dudes have the championships in the NBA. None of these dudes have that outside of Tristan. None of these dudes have that DNA yet. So there's a part of me that, like, if you crown them before they're ready, it cheapens the journey almost. Does that make sense?
Oh, like, explain that. Do you think the journey's cheapened?
No, I just think if you prematurely put them out there of like, man, they're going to beat the Celtics, you're actually diminishing how hard it is to do that thing that you're saying. And this is why the flip-flopping of the national media on the Cavs, where they're on the bandwagon, off the bandwagon, why it drives me so crazy. It's like, dudes, like,
so I look at it the other way, though. I look at it like as an acknowledgement of how hard it is, and like the idea that you could take down Heat culture and everything that Spoelstra is able to do. Because there's people that do NBA commentary that think it doesn't matter what team Spoelstra has, he gets a first round pass essentially because he's just Spoelstra and he's going to be able to out coach the other guy so well.
But listen, the point is nobody thought that series was going longer than six games. I shouldn't say nobody. A fair amount of the people saying the Cavs should beat Boston now or whatever, however anybody's spinning it. Fair amount of those people said, eh, Cavs in five. So it's like, all right, the Cavs did something really, truly impressive. But let's understand that each next step that they pass, like this Indiana series is not a stepping stone. This is, okay, Indiana's a really good team. They play an interesting style of ball. They have a great head coach. They have a chance to kind of push back and to make you work for it a little bit. And then if you get to Boston, guys, we should treat it as an uphill battle and not some sort of, well, of course they can do this. No, to hell with that. No. This is year one of the team truly proving who they are.
Yeah, there's a lot they have to still accomplish. I don't think anyone is denying that. It's just, it's nice to hear people, even if it was only four games, it was nice to hear them understand that the Cavs can get to a level that maybe they didn't see in the regular season, which is wild because they won 60-plus games and were awesome.
Browns defensive tackle Mason Graham joins us in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.